Hey, hey, everybody. How's everybody doing? It has been a while since I have done this, but this is 88 Culture Podcast, and I am your host, Keisha J. So I have switched things up a little bit, trying something new. I know I've been down this road a couple of times, and those of you who have stayed with me, thank you. Those of you who are new, welcome. I'm just doing a little switcheroo here. This is just going to be mainly a solo guest podcast, and we're switching the content up. Before I had a couple of co-hosts, and shout out to them, actually, regardless of what the situation was, they still held me down, so I always appreciate that. And if they're listening, hey, I'm glad they're listening and still supporting as well. But I'm doing things a little bit different this time. I'm going to ease into this kind of tip that I learned from a friend back in the day. So the plan for this podcast and why I'll go into why I took a break later, but the plan for this particular podcast, 88 Culture, is going to be something that's going to serve the culture. So all of you, it's not just going to be about entertainment and gossip. That is something that I enjoy talking about, something I'm going to continue to talk about, but that's not all we're going to talk about here on this podcast. The plan is to have some special guests that are informative for things that I feel like we in the culture were unfortunately not informed about. And if you can hear me moving the mic on, I do apologize. I'm trying to get this right. So the goal for 88 Culture Podcast is to inform our culture of things that are going on around us that we may not have known about, like taxes, real estate, health, mental health, for sure, because that's obviously something that is affecting our community in particular that we don't speak about. Being raised in a Black community, or, you know, just being raised by your parents, if you are in the culture, mental health was not something you discussed. It was something you preyed on, or it was something that, you know, was just not talked about, and it's something that definitely needs to be talked about. So I'll have different guests on to talk about those issues that are, I guess, can help you naturally, or just, you know, just a conversation about mental health and open that door and let people know that there is no stigma to any type of mental, I want to say disability more so than illness, but there's no, you don't have to be embarrassed about that. That is the goal. And also, I spoke about real estate. I see, and I don't know if this is just what's going around now, because I've been seeing a lot of, and I even watched a YouTube video, shout out to Funky Bagbina, who talked about the new scams of today, which are starting women empowerment, using that as a money maker versus really a women empowerment type of thing. So I don't know if that's what this is, but I've seen a lot of people start going to real estate and jumping into that. So I don't know if that's just like the scam thing, the new like pyramid scheme, or if this is like real shit people are trying to get into real estate, which if that is the case, that's wonderful. But for those of the people who are really out here doing this, I have a couple people that I'm going to reach out to and have them discuss how to go about buying your own and owning your own property, because I think that is very important to us as for the culture, because these are things that we were not informed about growing up or learned about in general. Like, this is just, you just didn't see people or hear about your people doing these things. I mean, I know my uncle bought a house. He also lost that house during the recession. And I don't know if it was just misinformation or communication with him and not, he was misinformed of what to do. But this is something that I want to bring to our attention. Not only that, I'm going to have guests on speaking about credit building, because I mean, we all know credit is a big thing, and it's something in our 20s, unfortunately, some of us don't listen to. We know about it. We may just not understand it fully until it's too late and your credit score is now in the 400s. That's a problem. And that's something that I want to bring onto the show, have people talk about. I have a couple associates, friends that help people with rebuilding their credit and how to go about doing that and what you need to do to go further. So that way, the next topic, which would be real estate, or next show, whatever, would be real estate, and then it falls together. So I just want to bring informative information. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not always going to be just lifestyle things. I definitely want to incorporate all of that. But you, those of you who have been following me prior to, you do know that I have a love relationship for entertainment and gossip. Now, lately, I have been doing a reset on my life and partaking in ratchet TV like Love and Hip Hop or Basketball Wives or I don't know, any of those reality TV shows. I just haven't been watching. And not to say that I'm not a fan, I just feel like, and there's a friend, unfortunately we don't talk anymore, but she opened my eyes to certain things because she's with take time away from social media, take time away from ratchet TV, and never understood it because I was so into the hype of ratchet TV and what's going on and I want to know more and all that stuff. And sometimes, understanding now, you just need to take a break from all of that. Reset, worry about the things, and I think this ties into mental health, worry about the things that are going on particularly around you and focusing on that, your kids, your work, your business, whatever it is that you're doing, focus on that in particular and not focus on who is wearing the newest Gucci and who is rocking the flyest outfits. Like, that stuff is just not, it's not what we need to be doing. I mean, that's the problem, and I think that's part of where some of people's mental mindset is poisoned, because you're focused on where you need to be by a certain age. Which, not saying that you shouldn't be having goals set for you at certain milestones in your life. You absolutely should. But at the same time, you shouldn't feel pressured by society to look a certain way, to have something by a certain age, to be married by a certain age. None of that stuff matters. It comes in time when it's ready for you. And so I had to reset my life, taking a note out of a friend's book. I had to reset my life and remember what is more important to me in a specific time. So I took a break from everything. I took a break from writing, from painting, all of my, I was in a creative space. I mean, I'm going to open up more as we go on in this podcast and tell you guys more of me, because I'm cool with now. I've always been cool with being open, but I'm super cool with what's going on now in my life and where I'm at and where I want to be. And the only way that I want to document it, I want to look back and be like, this is my growth, because before that was not where I wanted to be. And I mean, mental health is very big. So, and you know, I also have a couple people coming on to talk about natural healing, because the pharmaceuticals are craziness. And don't get me wrong, if you need them for certain things, then you need to take them. However, if you have a migraine or suffering from anxiety, before you decide, and I'm not a doctor, in no way, shape, or form am I going to give you any kind of medical advice, just for me personally, before I decide, I should say, to jump on the road to pharmaceuticals and let them pump me with God knows what, I want to go the natural route. So I want to have people come on, talk about natural healing. I myself, last year in May, was diagnosed with lupus. And instead of deciding to go on a lot of different medications, I decided to change my lifestyle. Now, I'm not saying that I changed overnight, and I probably am nowhere near where I need to be. However, what I did was take small steps to a big goal and eat healthy, exercise more, and do what I'm supposed to do to make sure that this isn't something that's going to take over my life. Because if you don't keep up on it, those of you who do have lupus knows the outcome of it. And I just don't want that to be me. And if there is a way that I can do it naturally, I want to try that first. If that's not, because I'm not saying everything natural is going to help you. Like, realistically, you're going to need pharmaceuticals, unfortunately. But if you can push it down a little bit with natural healing, then I'm all for it. I suffer from anxiety. I live in the state of Colorado, so it's just a little bit different for me. But those of you who live in other states, of course, I'm going to have people here to talk about things that you can do to control it, journaling, just mental health, all of those things. So it's going to be 88 Culture is a podcast for the culture, but not just serving you gossip and entertainment. Because I know everybody loves some good tea, and I, like the next person, love some good tea. However, tea is not going to help you rebuild your credit. Tea is not going to help you understand real estate so you can one day fix your credit, buy that dream home, and live your best life. Because you're not living your best life being a cashier at Target. Like, realistically, that's just not what's happening. Unless you got some mommy and daddy's money left over that was signed over to you, where you can travel every other weekend and you just doing this for some bullshit ass paycheck to have a little coin in your pocket to add to your little trust fund. I don't know, but it's just not Target working. And I'm not downing a cashier at Target by any means. I'm just saying that I know that all people want more for themselves out of life. I have some entrepreneurs who have their own businesses that are successful businesses also come on here and give some tips. There's just a lot of different things that I plan to do with this podcast, and I hope that you stay and listen and learn something from this, because it is going to be an informative but fun podcast, because music is also my life. I mean, entertainment in general. I love to talk about hip hop. I love to talk about our shows, what's going on. I love all of that. But I also know that I want to help those who want to help themselves understand, because I think where we are stuck is nobody wants to share information nowadays. People have a problem, especially in our culture, with telling you how their come up worked. And I'm not saying that you need to give away all the tools and tricks of the trade and how you did it and everything like that, but give a little for the next person to build themselves up too, build themselves up as well. Don't just think that, okay, well, Jesus, I almost broke my microphone. Don't think that you don't want to share your bits and what you know and all of this stuff because you don't want the next person to come up off of it, because it shouldn't be that. Maybe that person isn't going to go directly in your direction and try to take what you have built. Maybe they just want to know a little bit more to be informed so they can take it and make it their own and do something differently in a whole completely different lane. But I think the problem is that people don't want to help other people because they just don't want to share those tips and tricks, and it's unfortunate. And that's not what I'm here to do. I want to bring the people who are currently doing this full time and bring them on here and kick some knowledge out for everybody else. Nobody's going to give you the answer to the safe, but we're going to get you to the safe and help you figure out so that way you can open it yourself. That is the only purpose that I have for this podcast, truly. And then, you know, just have fun. I mean, that's what a podcast is for. I mean, it's all informative. The hard thing is I'm used to having a co-host. I'm used to having someone to bounce ideas off of, which this will just lead into my past podcast. I'm used to having someone to bounce ideas off of, bring their knowledge to the table. This time, the difference is here, it's all me. It's all going to be my ideas, and I have nobody to bounce it off of. That's a pro and a con, both. It's hard to find a co-host that is someone you click well with. I had a co-host that I clicked well with, and she was amazing. That's just what it is. Just things are different now, and unfortunately, I don't have her to kick this off with this time. And it doesn't mean that, not to say that she won't ever be back in my life to kick this off, but she was a good person to do this with. So this time around, I'm doing it solo, just because that person that I was doing it with before was actually the only person I trusted enough to hop on a mic with and keep this thing going. But other than that, it's just me and your co-host, Keisha J, which, by the way, you can follow me on Instagram at OMG It's Keisha. It's ITZKESHA. And the same for my Twitter handle, and keep up with the content that I'm going to be bringing, because the next podcast episode will pertain to credit building, and maybe not the next one, but I need to get some of y'all listening and get into the groove of everything before I kick that off. But that's definitely going to be coming up really soon. I have someone who works to help people build their credit, and it's not the pyramid scheme. This is someone who knows what they're doing, knows who's been through it, rebuilt themselves, and that person's going to come on, and we're going to talk about credit building. And then we also have some real estate agents that I am very friends with, I should say. They'll come on and talk about some real estate tips, what you need to do to buy your first home if you're a first home buyer, and then we'll go from there. There's also a very interesting one that I was very uncomfortable with talking about sex the last time on my podcast, but I have someone in mind who's going to talk about cheese. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick because it's these beads. And some people know right offhand. I have no clue what these beads do. But yoni beads. She's going to come on and she's going to talk about yoni beads and ladies cleaning out your system with yoni beads and all that good jazz. And I believe it's steaming as well. So I'm going to have her on next, probably. And this is just the first couple episodes, just to get you guys familiar with what I want to bring to the table and why you should keep listening to 88 Culture Podcast. Next would be a herbalist who is, went vegan, and it helped a lot. I had high cholesterol. Went vegan within a month. My cholesterol completely went down and everything was gravy. So I'm going to bring in a herbalist to talk about those things. High blood pressure runs in my family. My mother, rest in peace, her passed away and she suffered from high blood pressure. And I have aunts and grandmas that suffer from high blood pressure. So I know that's deep in our African American community, Black community, for the culture community, all that jazz. And she'll be on to talk about not just high blood pressure, but herbal treatments and stuff and such. So those are just a couple of people that I have in mind coming in the near future to just join in on this podcast and inform you guys of those things. So I'm pretty excited for it and I can't wait to bring you guys this content. The blog will be up and running soon. I'm just doing a little bit more to it. I'm working on merch as well, and I will let you guys know when both of those things are available. And what else? I'm just trying to take a minute because I feel like 30 minutes is like a speed rush through. Like if I don't speed talk and give the bullet points, then I'm not going to have enough time to get you guys on board and get all the information out to you. But the goal is to talk about lifestyle, entertainment, music, all of that. So I've always been into talk radio. This is something that I'm excited to be doing and happy to get started again. So for those of you listening, just stay in tune with your girl, because I plan on bringing you and informing you with a lot of good shit that's gonna be beneficial to you if you're in that place in your life where you are ready to better yourself and do better, because that's all we can do at this point. I mean, the world that we live in is pretty intense, and it's best to, sorry if you guys hear my dog barking in the background. The world we live in right now is pretty intense, and it's best for all of us to be in a clear space so we can make this a little bit easier, especially given the incidents that have taken place this past week, which I'm going to talk about. I did have an episode about the whole Kanye thing. Those of you who know me know that I'm a huge Kanye West fan and have a lot to say about Kanye. So I did have something in mind for that. I know we're touching back on like 2 months. Has it been 2 months? Maybe it's only been a month. I don't know when he said that craziness. But we'll touch on it. I'm sure there'll be something new. This is America. There'll be something new for us to talk about each and every week. I plan on bringing you guys at least twice a week, touching base with you guys on a more consistent basis. And those of you who are book lovers, just to wrap this up real quick, I'm going to figure out something to do with that as well, because reading is everything. And I know a great author, if I can get in touch with her, she will be on this podcast and give you tips and tricks of the trade. She's her own powerhouse. This girl can graphic design a book, write a book, edit a book, do the whole nine. So hopefully we can have her on and get that content on as well. Anyways, make sure you follow me on Instagram, OMG, it's Keisha, and it's the same handle for my Twitter, OMG, it's Keisha. Make sure you follow me on Anchor, which is 88 Culture Podcast, also on Blog Talk Radio Live. Always can call in or jump in the chat to have a conversation. I will also be uploading on 88 Culture Podcast on SoundCloud. So make sure you tune in and have a good one. Good night. Thank you for listening.